the embarrassing time that you ripped one in front of somebody by accident? Like, you didn't mean to do it, obviously, and you're like, oops. Let's go to Chris. Chris, go ahead. Tell us about the time you ripped one on accident.
I was working out with some friends at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And we were doing benches. And, yeah, about died because as soon as it hit my chest going back up, it came out. And then they're laughing, not spotting me no more. And then I'm dying of laughter and can't get the weight off of me because I lost all my strength laughing.
Yeah.
And then looking and laughing like, are you going to help me or what?
No.
Nope. Nope. I can't hear you.
Love it. All right,
so
Chris.
Good.
Great one. All right, let's go to Renee. Renee, tell us about the embarrassing time you ripped one.
Okay, so it's actually not me, but I was teaching a fitness certification in Georgia, and it was sold out. So we had about like 55, 60 people in this room. And, you know, it was one of the parts of the training where I'm giving a lecture and like we're talking about, you know, the body and it's like the physiological responses and everything. And all of a sudden, this older gentleman, like he was just stretretching his back, I guess. And he like lays back. And when he does, he lets out this ginormous fart. And it was so loud. And like, I am trying, and everybody busts out laughing. And I'm trying to act like be professional and not like, you know, be immature. And like, I had to turn away from everybody, but the more that I tried not to laugh, like the more I just couldn't help it. And it was just, and I felt so bad for him because everyone knew it was him. And then I just lost it and everybody lost it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor old guy.
Not,
yeah, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
Yeah, when a stranger farts in front of you, it's so awkward.
It is gross.
Like, I don't know you.
I don't. This,
yeah. I know that you didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm. And then I have to smell the inside of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was probably a little mess that came with it.
Yeah, I know. It came right out of your BH
yeah.
into my nose piece. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, tell us about the time.
I heard it's actually healthy, by the way, but go ahead.
Oh, farting?
Well, good.
No, to read somebody else's, but it's fine.
Oh, no,
what?
Thank you.
Yeah,
I think they did a study.
I think it's a weird porn site you're on.
No, they did a study, but go ahead.
All right. Let's go. Methane's healthy to breathe, I guess. Barbara, tell us about the time you ripped one and it was embarrassing.
Hey, morning. I was, I'd taken up golf with my husband, and we were on the driving range, and I took a swing, and it was so loud. It was awful. I did not see it coming at all. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, in a sport that's supposed to be silent.
Right.
And how do you go on after that?
Yeah, you're right, Katie. It's the one silent sport.
It really, you're just supposed to be super quiet.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
She's like,
right.
Four. My bad.
But, you know, that's you're really, hilarious. Like, twisting your whole entire body. And so how could you not?
How could you not? You know Tiger Woods be farting.
Of course.
Radio station.
Oh,
Diana, yes, you are on
Hello.
The radio station. Is
hey, so sorry.
Tell us about the AML, thank you. Tell us about the embarrassing time you passed gas.
So I was actually getting a tattoo for the first time on my ankle. And the way they had my leg popped up, I was a little nervous and it hurted, like, you know, real bad. So I kind of farted in his face.
Oh, no.
The good thing is it wasn't a stinker, but, you know, it was pretty loud.
That's embarrassing. And what was the tattoo on the desk? This too shall pass.
No.
You see that a lot.
No, it was perfect. My first one, so, yes.
All right, thank you.
Who smelt it, dealt it.
Yeah.
It's just a fart cloud. Yeah. Let's go to Mary. Mary, tell us about the embarrassing time you ripped one.
Okay, so I was at work, and I had a patient in my office signing papers for surgery.
Oh, gosh.
And I had to sneeze.
Oh,
and as
no.
soon as I sneezed, it just came out. And I know she heard it because it was loud.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I am so, so sorry. But she laughed it off with me, and it was okay.
That's embarrassing.
Like, all right, we got you some.
Use your anesthesia.
Yeah, you're laughing gas a little early here. There's no charge for this one. Okay. All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Katie, not our Katie, listener Katie.
Although it could be me.
Yeah,
you never know.
We know you have one. Tell us about the time you ripped one and it was embarrassing.
Hey, I love y'all so much.
Thank you.
So I started working at this new doctor's office. I was pregnant. And I was getting over a cold, and I'm talking to this doctor that I work with. Like, I'm telling him an update about a patient, and I start coughing, and I'm standing in his office. And it is the biggest fart came out of me.
Oh, my God.
And I was so embarrassed because I had just started working with this doctor. Like, I mean, I'd only been there for 2 weeks.
Oh,
they didn't
man.
Know me. And now to this day, he does not have, 2 years later, he does not let me live it down. Like,
that's
and I
good.
Was actually sick a couple weeks ago, and he goes, don't go farting on me now.
That's awesome. And you don't have a farter voice.
No.
Some women and men have a farter voice.
Oh, yeah.
You sound like someone who doesn't fart, so now I'm really scared. I'm just disappointed, really. Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, tell us about the embarrassing time you ripped one.
Well, a few years back when I first started dating my ex-husband, we were just Netflix and chilling, watching a show, and I sneezed and farted. It was very unexpected. I saw him from the corner of my eye turn his head so fast, and all I could do, my thought was, look straight, look straight, look straight. And I asked him, what happened? He said, did you hear something? I said, oh no, I thought it was something, you know, from next door.
Yeah.
He said, are you sure it wasn't a fart?
Oh, he was doubling down.
Okay, I can't let him know, not too soon. We just started dating. I said, no way, it was not me. It must have been something next door. A week later, we're at my house. I'm living with my mother at that time. And she goes, oh, she told me how she farted in front of you the other day.
Shut up.
That's out of the bag.
Wow.
Let everyone know.
Yep. You ever seen that meme?
It's not a secret anymore.
it's a meme, and it says, when you tell your mom your secrets, and it shows the mom the next day, she's holding a press conference.
Oh, no.
With like a camera and everything.
Yes.
That's funny. I think we have time for one last call. Justin, tell us about that embarrassing time.
Yeah, so I was an ER nurse at the time, and I had a patient who was unconscious and unresponsive. I was in the room, and I don't know what I ate, but it started brewing. And I was like, oh, man, this is perfect. This patient is not going to know. I can just let it out
going
about my life. I ripped the nastiest fart ever. And they're usually not, like, loud and audible. And so I just let it out, and it vibrated the emergency room. This patient woke up. And she looked at me and said, well, do you feel better? I was like,
oh my gosh. Like, do you feel better?
I mean, yeah, I know. And I saved her life. My
you
fart
did.
Saved her life.
You did.
That's a miracle fart
yes.
right there.
Wow.
What a hero.
You're a hero, really.
Wow. It's a hero. Right. Doing God's work.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Justin. Appreciate it.
Wow.
A fart saved a life.
Revived an unconscious person.
Told you.
Wow. You're right, Jason. They are good for you.
Good for you.